You can learn about the history of a location in more places than just a history book. For example, while walking around a town, you may notice historical markers explaining why a particular landmark is important or what historical event took place near the marker's spot. Earlier this week, the Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission approved an historical marker for Mount Comfort Cemetery in Fayetteville. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke on the phone with Mark Christ, a member of the Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission, to learn more.
The commission started the marker program as one of its earliest programs. We're working with partners around the state to tell the story of how the Civil War affected different places in Arkansas. Every town, every county had a different type of experience, and this is a chance to get that history out there for people to see. Our goal is to have at least one in each of the state's 75 counties.
What has the progress been like so far? About how many markers do you guys have?
We have approved a total of 73 markers, and we're in 47 different counties.
Earlier this week, a historical marker was approved for Mount Comfort Cemetery in Fayetteville. What can you tell me about the importance of that location?
It is an early Washington County town. There was an early college place there in the 1840s. But the markers will focus more on the Civil War aspects of it. Four of the first Washington County soldiers who were killed in the Civil War, who died at the Battle of Wilson's Creek in August of 1861, were buried in Mount Comfort. Both sides, Union and Confederate, used the town as a hospital at different times during the war. And later in the war, Mount Comfort was the site of one of the Union farm colonies, where they basically had Unionist civilians banded together to protect themselves against bushwhackers, which would allow them to, plant farms and things like that.
Now, once a marker is approved, about how long does it take to actually see that installed? So we have, this week Fayetteville's had been approved for one, but will we see that tomorrow or?
Right. Well, normally it takes 4 to 6 weeks from the time that we send it to the manufacturer until it's delivered. In this case, we're going to try and get a quicker turnaround because the guy who prepared the nomination is going to be going overseas. He's in the military, so we're hoping to get it to him before he ships out.
So is the commission in charge of the design of the markers, and then you ship it off to where to have it made?
Well, they're manufactured by a firm called Siwa Studios, which is located in Ohio. And we use the same design, for all the markers, which is one of Siwa's patented designs. We write the text. There's we have basically 13 lines with 41 characters in each line, and it's kind of a historical haiku to make it work together. But you can really get quite a bit of information into that. And interestingly enough, Siwa, the president, is actually a North Little Rock native. But we learned once we got the program going that Siwa is the same firm that made the centennial markers for the Civil War 50 years ago.
Now, the person that was in charge of the nomination, are they also in charge of installing the marker, or is that something the commission does as well?
Yes. No, the local folks are in charge of installation and maintenance.
And is there a limit to how many markers you guys are willing to do? Because as you mentioned, you've approved 73 markers in 47 counties, so there's still several more counties waiting for a marker.
Right. Well, we're going to keep going as long as we have funding. We're currently working with money from a Arkansas Natural and Cultural Resources Council grant. We've also had funding from the National Park Service's Preserve America program, and from the state of Arkansas. We'll be using some of the commission's money as well, and our goal is to keep going.
And there are applications available at your website. What does the application entail? What all does someone need to do to apply for one of these markers?
Okay. Well, the application is at ArkansasCivilWar150.com, and basically the applicant decides what story they want to tell, and then they provide primary source documentation along with the application to show that it actually happened. We have had to reject a couple of applications because the things they wanted to commemorate simply had not occurred. But once we get the application in and we run it through our committee, if it's approved, then we develop text. And if the local once the local folks and the commission agree on the wording for the thing, then the locals send in their share of the cost of the marker, which is roughly half, and the commission pays the other share.
And about how much does the marker cost?
A marker with the same text on both sides will cost $2,130, and a marker with different text on either side runs about $200 more.
Now, does the Sesquicentennial Commission have any other projects in the works right now?
Well, we continue sanctioning events around the state. We have our passport program where, you know, folks can visit 23 different places around Arkansas. And once they get their passport stamped, they can send in the back cover, and we'll send them a commemorative coin or a patch, you know, whichever they want. We have our traveling exhibit, which has been all over the state. In fact, is booked into 2015 right now. And this year, the commission is going to work particularly hard in the spring with folks in southwest Arkansas, because the this is the 150th anniversary of the Camden Expedition, which was the last large-scale military activity in the state of Arkansas.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time.
That's my pleasure. I appreciate your interest.
Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke on the phone with Mark Crist, a member of the Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission, yesterday. For more on sesquicentennial plans or for marker applications, visit ArkansasCivilWar150.com.